بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم على رسول الكريم ما بعد As we were discussing لفظ سؤال الله So the علماء have said لفظ سؤال الله is not evil in itself in a sin Because this is a natural love which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in every person To love one's family members, friends, homes, wealth, businesses, farms is not worthy of reproach What is prohibited is to become so involved in this world One becomes unmindful of the hereafter and he abstains from following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember that there is a difference between earning the world and love of the world. Love of the world is disliked, and earning the world according to necessity is permissible. Love of the world is that in which one leaves aside the akhirat, he forgets the akhirat. Earning the world and love of the world is like the difference between cleaning filth and eating filth. Cleaning the filth is not evil, but the second is despicable. So a person can take benefit of the world to a certain extent and this is desired. And the Shariat has granted permission for it. However, wealth should not become the object of one's life, but a means for a greater object, which is the life of the hereafter. Unfortunately, as a person becomes more and more engaged in the world, then it's very difficult for a person to save himself from the love of the dunya. One day, Ashwadi Thami Rahmatullah said, he said, whenever a person thinks of sins, he thinks of adultery, stealing, lies, etc., and we regard these as sins. However, he says there is one sin which is the root of all sins. And should have been at the top of the list. However, we are so negligent that we do not turn our attention to it, nor do we include it in our list of sins. This is the engrossment in the dunya. All regard abstinence from salah, adultery, and taking another person's money as sin. But no one regards being drowned in the world as sinful. Whereas this sin is so common that all the other sins are its branches. If a person wonders, why am I negligent in my salah, zakat, fasting, hajj, Why am I getting involved in evil glances, not making parda, all of these others, ghibat, backbiting? He will realize it is absorption in the world and being unmindful of the hereafter. Then too, he says, this is the common factor amongst the majority of even outwardly pious people, besides the arifin, the people of taqwa and the people who are always concerned. The piety of good people is confined to salat, even if it is read unmindfully. The beard is kept correct, but they cause people harm in financial dealings. Today's piety, he says, refers to outward forms of the pious. And in doing such amal, we should save one from embarrassment. For example, I must read my 5 times salah, I must fast. So, these people then become a bad example for others. They regard sickness to be health and vice versa. They feel that harm will come to one's worldly life if he happens to adopt taqwa. When this is outwardly the condition of the outwardly pious people, then what can we say about the general people? So in short, he says that the sickness of absorption in this world has become so intense and people are unmindful about it and they regard it to be good health. Ulama has mentioned there are a few cures for the love of this dunya which a person should do, inshallah, by means of this, the love of the world will come out from a person's heart. The first one, which most of the Akabir have mentioned, is to remember death in great abundance, which will eventually terminate all enjoyments and comforts. The more a person thinks about akhirat and death, then inshallah the love of this world will come away from a person, it will get less from a person. Number two, they say that do not have lengthy plans for the future and do not gather unnecessary items all the time. As the person gets more involved, he forgets akhirat. Number three, create the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart. Without the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one can never really acquire the everlasting bounties of the hereafter. If you combine the love of Allah Ta'ala in the heart and the love of the world, it is impossible. So once you will get the love of Allah in the heart, the love of the world will come out. It is like putting fire and water in one utensil. As long as a person doesn't turn away from this world, be content with the world according to necessity, and becomes engaged in the remembrance of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in the akhirat, the love of Allah Ta'ala will not be created. So we have to create the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and this will come in the company and sohbat of the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Staying in their company, the love of akhirat will come in a person's heart, and the love of dunya will come out. And finally, a person must ponder over the temporary nature of this world. That a person's this worldly life is temporary and fleeting. One day a person will have to leave it. Just as countless people before us that to leave behind their wealth, enjoyments, their wives and children, who will have to leave these things. Those who are intelligent people will always look at the final result. And that true enjoyment is the enjoyment of the hereafter. Therefore, it is not appropriate to put one's heart in this world, which is temporary and perishable. So a person will think about this world, the temporary nature of this world, and very beneficial is to visit the Qabristan, the graveyards, to visit sick people. By means of this, a person will think about Akhirat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant myself and all of us, and save us from the evil of the love of dunya. We should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. That Allah ta'ala must not make this the main object of our life, but he must make Akhirat the object of our life. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.